Ārē, tā ngā tō kīsī, tā nima kēwā tāng tīpā kārā chēpē nē, tā tīpā chēwā tāng, kēwā chēwā, tīpā chūwā tāng, nīn tīpā chēwā sē tā kīsī, jīyāng kī kōr tī nima, o dū sī ngā tō tī shū parē.
Good evening. So last week we looked at the, having concluded looking at the 10 non-virtues, we looked then at the heaviness of both virtue and non-virtue, or the weightiness of virtue and non-virtue. And then tonight we come to a second presentation on the heaviness of virtue or non-virtue. And so near the bottom of page 131, an auxiliary presentation of ways in which karma is strong. So this applies to both virtuous and non-virtuous. And has 4 points, great strength by way of the field or the recipient, and great strength by way of the support, that's the basis of vows in the person engaging, and the great strength by way of the thing or the substance, and then fourthly, great strength by way of the attitude or motivation. The first of the four, great strength by way of the field. So field can also be called here object, and that is the object towards whom one engages in either virtuous or non-virtuous activity. So this is the field or the object or the recipient. The great strength by way of the field, so that has various sub-outlines. We'll come to the one later on bodhisattvas, but just to use that as an illustration now. So if one directs an activity towards a bodhisattva or an ordinary being, where the object or the recipient of one's activity is either a bodhisattva or ordinary being, and we say that the person engaging in the activity and their motivation and what they are doing is identical, but to whom the activity is being done, or the recipient of the activity, the object, that is only where the difference lies. If one, for example, makes an offering to a bodhisattva, one will create far more merit than if one gives the identical offering, the same person gives the same offering with the same quality of motivation to an ordinary being. Likewise, in the context of non-virtue, if one speaks harshly to a bodhisattva and harshly to an ordinary being, where all factors are the same except for the recipient, then one creates far more non-virtue when speaking harshly to a bodhisattva than an ordinary being. So the first of these four, the great Tsongkhapa way or the field. So this term field, understand it to mean as the object towards whom the activity is done or the recipient of the activity. The second, great strength by way of the support. So this refers to the person engaging in the activity. So the first was the recipient, and the other is the actor, the person engaging in the activity. And what support refers to is their continuum, whether it is a support for vows or not, the basis or the support of vows. So that's what the support refers to. So the person who is engaging in the activity, whether they have vows on their continuum or not, has a great impact in terms of the strength of the result that will follow. So in the previous segment, we mentioned the difference was in terms of the recipient, the field. Here, it's about whether vows abide on the continuum or not. So if one is practicing generosity and one has vows, one will accrue far more merit than that same act of generosity towards the same recipient, the same object being offered, but the person making the offering does not have vows on their continuum. Both will accumulate virtue, but the amount is greatly different. So too with non-virtue. So in the previous segment, I gave the illustration of harsh speech. So if someone engages in harsh speech who has vows on their continuum, they will create more non-virtue than someone who engages in the same harsh speech to the same recipient, but without vows on their continuum, they'll create less non-virtue.
Puse yu dang, puken gasa ni member che, puyeke, zedi sorta ze, ze di ton hene, je divagin divachavada, gavachin a gavachav in Uriaset. Then a top chow bena zugim, chopuyagin, and a chopuina, and a san singi bene, odd jig, sail out of so puya dam, puyu chopuya dam, puse dida, lama san suli, the puse chipaja puyagi, zedida.
The third great strength by way of the thing. So thing here, it refers to the substance offered. So it can also be referred to as the object offered. Whereas the first field, strength by way of the field, there this can also be called object, but that's object in terms of the recipient. Here the third, the thing, refers to the object that is, for example, offered, the substance. So if one takes an act of generosity and all the characteristics are the same in terms of the recipient of the act of generosity and the motivation and the person doing the act, but what differs is the thing or the object being offered. If it's an act of material generosity, a certain amount of virtue will be created. But if it's an offering of practice, far more virtue will be created. So here, again, in this illustration, all that differs is the thing or the substance offered. The fourth of the four points is the great strength by way of the attitude. So attitude here refers to the motivation. So again, taking an illustration of generosity, but generosity, whilst often utilized in this presentation, this presentation doesn't only refer to generosity, but to all virtuous, non-virtuous acts. So if one is engaging in generosity with a motivation of bodhicitta, incredible virtue will follow. But if one is engaging in that same act of generosity, but one is not motivated by bodhicitta, still a virtuous mind, but not one like bodhicitta, virtue will follow, but not nearly the same, to the same extent. And similarly, in terms of non-virtue, so non-virtue will necessarily have an afflicted motivation, and depending on the strength of that affliction, the resulting non-virtue will be great or less.
Samba shu drapo mejing penne chungoni chungoji jejang sunam da kanama toba chewe chiroos.
So that's a brief summation of these four points. Now to come to a detailed presentation on each of them. Great strength by way of the field. And again, field here, take it to mean the recipient of the action. And with all of these, all four, it relates to both virtue and non-virtue. So reading from the text. In the case of the three jewels, gurus, those who are like gurus, one's parents and so forth, even if one's attitude towards them lacks intensity and the benefit or harm one does to them is small, any merit or misdeed will be great.
So
if one makes offerings to the three jewels, or one makes offerings to those to ordinary people who are in need, perhaps hungry, and offering them food, because of the power of the field or the recipient, greater virtue will be created by making offerings to the three jewels.
And the second
is that of gurus. So if one makes engages in acts of virtue, such as generosity, but any acts of virtue towards one's lama, then the merit created is extensive. Those who are like lamas, so this we should understand as being someone with whom you do not have a teacher-student relationship with, but who nevertheless is a teacher, is a guru. So someone who is a guru, just not your guru, and you offer them service, make material offerings, and so forth towards them, one accrues great merit. And so too with one's parents, because by making the merit that one creates in relation to them, or the non-virtue, is also greatly enhanced because of being the field which of the parents. And so forth. So others, apart from those explicitly mentioned, who will still be considered part of a field of benefit or of merit, will be those who have attained the ordinary paths, the paths of accumulation or preparation. So they're not accounted amongst the three jewels, they're not Arya beings, but who have nevertheless attained a path. As well as those who have not yet attained a path, but are genuine practitioners, genuinely striving for a path. Even if one's attitude towards them lacks intensity. So here, this points out that even if one's attitude is weak, one is perhaps just engaging in the activity without a particularly strong motivation, because of the power of the field, one will accrue great virtue or non-virtue. And concludes, and the benefit or harm one does to them is small, any merit or misdeed will nevertheless be great. So here, even if the offering or the service or whatever it may be one is doing towards one's parents, one's teachers, or the teachers of others, the three jewels and so forth, even if what one is doing is generally considered minor or slight or insignificant, the result will be great, either greatly virtuous or greatly non-virtuous. So the three jewels, which incorporates the Buddha jewel, the Dharma jewel, and the Sangha jewel, so the collection of Arya beings. So any acts towards them will lead to a greatly powerful karma being created. So too with one's lamas and those who are teachers to others, spiritual teachers to others, as well as one's parents. And so if one engages with them with a weak or intense motivation, or with an act that is slight or significant, a great result will always follow. And the reason is because of the quality of the field or the recipient. And the quality of the recipient here refers to the incredible qualities in their continuum and or the benefit that they bring. So it's because of the benefit that they bring into your life and or the incredible qualities on their continuum that one's acts towards them lead to such a powerful karmic result. To explain a little bit in the field of benefit, the parents. So the reason why one's parents are included here, and this refers to one's own parents, because whilst many people in society will be parents, they will not be one's own parents, or they will have been one's parents in lives previous to this. But here it specifically refers to one's own parents in this life. And the reason why they are such a powerful field is because of the incredible benefits they've brought into one's life. They would have shown one a lot of kindness, but no matter what attitude they expressed towards you, they brought you great benefits. You have life independence on the care they gave to you when you were most vulnerable. So because of the largely incomparable benefits we've received from our parents in this life, they are such a powerful field, which means slight virtue or non-virtue to act directed towards them leads to a greatly powerful result.
Jina rangi pama da shen simjen de jeran ya kirin chwa su re lamna jina da rangi phamba da shen sim ja tham ji rang la gedin chen ba chen bo yin ba ji ji ba ro wa di nga ngi phamba ji gedin che ba re shan da ji yang la gedin che ba ma re la yo ma ro wa ka san de mo ju ge de sim ja tham ji rang la ya din che chen bo yin ba ji ba ro wa ina che di wong du je ba ina che di wong du je ba na su su phamba ji che de la su su la gedin che she re mato shen an bin nga ju ge ya san na le ye ji ge bu sin da ji ne ge nga ju je wa gi ne me de sim jen de ge de che di wong du je na su su le Kedeng kaya omar tak muaya singgah omar wa cewal kaya merwa. Cidang siapa na cewang amada cima semtabe na cewang amas semtabe dah tu kedeng cembo ni mak kedeng cero. Jadi dah tadi dengan tu kerana pamal ya tu siapa na cewan cewal cewa segera sedi sedi wang tu siapa susu orang liya sedi la kedeng cecio di rangi pamal lewas di ini dah dah kemudian di sini semua le.
It's good to be clear here on this presentation about parents. In this context, it's specifically about the parents in this life, because they have brought such benefits to you in this life. As you'll know from other presentations, we develop the awareness, or the recognition rather, the recognition that we have a relationship of parent and child with each and every single sentient being. And therefore, there is no basis for discrimination between them or differentiating between them in terms of the kindness they have shown us. There's only really a difference in terms of length of time or perhaps body or physical form at the time. But other than that, there is no difference in terms of kindness shown between any being. However, here it is specific to one's the parents of this life, because in this life, they are the ones who have shown us such great kindness. And whilst others, and we can point to perhaps many in the animal world, fish in the ocean, we really haven't developed any relationship with them in this life. In a distant past life, absolutely. They've shown us kindness comparable to our parents of this life. But here, as a practitioner, this refers specifically to one's parents of this life.
Di Deng shadu dubi kwani koyina nyawa chimbodang en sheyina narmegi ani kor ne nyehor so nyehor nyawa nyehor bi nyawa sigor namegi kor munda chimbo chimbo ge war song so os
Then Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from the application of mindfulness sutra The karma of stealing even a little thing from the three jewels is purified if it is returned in the case of the Buddha and the Dharma. However, in the case of the Sangha, it is not purified as long as the result is not experienced. If it is a requisite means of providing sustenance for the Sangha, one will be born in the great hells, and if something else, then one will be born in the great darkness surrounding Avicii.
Mm-hmm. Andi to dembanya ja kar sungas ne kunjo sumye se chungu ya majin ba lang ba le tapi ne kunjo sumye se kunjo sumye phi ye kunjo sumye se chung chung ji zu kuma ja ba ne ya pe di ba chim bo le so le di majin ba lang ba yang sa de di ba chim bo le sa sung sung wa dang bo
So you see, yeah, in the first line, the Buddha taught that stealing The karma of stealing something even of little value, something minor, from the three
jewels.
Yeah,
ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、ちょっとね、 sung lwa ne, jisang yu sung se di rwa, gu sung tu sum che de, gu sung tu sum se, gu se ne san yu gu di che, sung se de di, sum sum, zang sum de ma sung se rwa, sung di de, nga zi, bie che de ge sung se rwa, jisang tu se de che din de, tu gu chun che de, che din de, da che din de, nga tu gu chun che che, da, di bie che de, nga zi ge, san yi ge da, Chiyu Kasore, Sungi Sundi, Sungura, Sungune, Sung Sundera, that Sangi Gunda di, Sangi Gui Sundera, Chesatanzo, Sangi Kusun to the Chio Fisitanzuki, Sangiungus, Jigio, Ma Sangiung, Chesatan Sangi Gunda, Ye Sangi, Tushe Chaja, Sangi Gunda, the Chio Piedi, Sangi the Chio Pia Chagrua, that Sangi Sungi, Tushe Chaja, and the Chipotti, Tele Chio Piedi, Sangi Sung of Puche Chagro, Chiba Chagrua, then I did Chedelia, and that Sangi.
2 years, Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned just previously, the virtue or non-virtue created in relation to the three jewels is immense. So therefore, if one steals from the three jewels, even if it is a little thing, great non-virtue will be accumulated. So Lama Tsongkhapa, the Buddha, will talk about purifying this in a moment. But just to explain what is being referred to, because we think of the three jewels, we think of the Buddha, we think of the realizations on the minds of Buddhas and Arya beings as the Dharma jewel, and then Arya beings as the Sangha jewel. So what is it that one would be stealing from them? So for in the context of our lived experience, one would think of stealing offerings that have been made to the representations for the three jewels. So we could think of a stupa. When offerings are made to a stupa represents the enlightened mind, the omniscient mind of Buddhas. And if one then were to steal offerings from that were made to a stupa, it's like stealing from the Buddha jewel. Likewise, if we think of offerings that are made perhaps to texts that are displayed, or even offerings of texts, because a text can be a substance offered, or it can be a representation of the Dharma jewel, because it is a basis upon which the knowledge within is the basis upon which the Dharma jewel is created. Therefore, offerings may well be made to physical texts, and stealing from that would be like stealing from the Dharma jewel. So this is how in the world without Buddha Shakyamuni, one would steal from the Buddha jewel as well as stealing from the Dharma jewel.
On the negative, yang deji ngan zu di zhe ji de bin de san ji gu 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 lia ji ge pui xia yue de ngan zu gu ma jia wei na ga ren na xin duo ru xin na ge ji ko ru jia ta ma ru ji pui xia ge de gu ma jia wei na dai gu ma jia di ba qin bu da dai ge di da zai dai jue xia qie xia yang jiang ngan zu ge ji ma sun bi de ni ge yang jia ya pui wei na ni di ba ta go re ji de
那这如果都古玛加他们古玛加那样，像这嘛古玛加他们配的，俺的那个跟确定的，跟送上衣送的，的那个俺的上衣工作的那个配些配的，那古玛加那的那样路线呢，人家配完呢，人家跑配完呢，俺的就把他如何来才去送到。The Buddha goes on to say, is purified if it is returned in the case of the Buddha and the Dharma. So if one steals offerings. And perhaps just some fruit or a small amount of money. So as we've heard, whilst these things on the, their material value is very low, the negative karma is immense. So recognizing this, wanting to purify, then by offering something of a similar value again to the Buddha jewel or the Dharma jewel, one can purify that non-virtue.
What's
mentioned here is very brief, but one would also have other mental factors involved, such as regret for having stolen from the three jewels. So that and other virtuous factors would be required for it to purify sufficiently.
And the Gindu said that Gindu, that the Chokon to the Sanju Conchotse, that Gidun Conchosumin and the Gindu Conchos, Gidun Conchos, Gidun said. The Gindulis, that in the Gindulis or Gindula, Gindulana, and the Gelon, Gelon Paina, the Gelon Maina, the Shi and Chelia, Shi Ne, and Arduka the Yavina, this is Gindulis or Gindulis or Mishi Gelon Machina, Gidun Gindulis.
The sub outlines aren't included in the English, but up to that full stop, after the word Dharma, is one sub outline, and that is presenting the field of the three jewels. Now we come to the field of a different sub-outline. And so here where we see Sangha, it's not referring necessarily to the Sangha jewel, but to Sangha in general. And so Sangha in general refers to a group of at least four fully ordained nuns or monks. So four or more, this would create a Sangha or a community. The difference then between a Sangha, let's say a Sangha community, so this would be a lowercase s, and the uppercase s, the Sangha jewel, is that the Sangha jewel can refer to any number of beings, even one. But this person necessarily has realized emptiness directly and therefore is an Arya being. So a single person who has realized emptiness directly constitutes the Sangha jewel or can be referred to as the Sangha jewel. Whereas for monks or nuns to be considered a Sangha community requires at least a collection of 4 fully ordained monks or nuns. And so, yeah, so a collection of 4. Then there would be the lowercase Sangha community. But if a single a monk or nun has realized emptiness directly, whilst that single being would be an illustration of the Sangha jewel, they would not be an illustration of the Sangha community unless they got together with 3 other fully ordained nuns or monks.
And in this Sunna Chigle, this is a Temen Beke, Wondo Chevaina, and in this Kelon Shi, Sandubana, Kinuzis, then Tabi Kansa Chigina, Chigina, the Pajik, Kinu Chagmares, Tabi Kansa Chi, Shimena. In the Kendu Kunchoa,
So in relation to this point, what I've just presented, you can say you can generally take it as a general presentation. Throughout the vast expanse of the Buddha's teachings, you will come across a different explanation of the Sangha jewel and the Sangha. So in the Theravadan tradition, based on the Vinaya, there it will state that four monks are required for the Sangha community and also for the Sangha jewel. A single a monk, even if they are an Arya being, will not constitute this Sangha jewel. It needs to be a collection of 4. And then, so that's in terms of the Theravadan tradition. Then in terms of the, if we were to talk specifically from the Mahayana perspective, they would certainly agree that the Sangha community needs to be a collection of at least 4 fully ordained monks or nuns. But in terms of the Sangha jewel, that can be a single Arya Bodhisattva, and now this is different to earlier, and that single Arya Bodhisattva can be called an illustration not only of a Sangha jewel, but also a Sangha community. So again, just to repeat the one point from the Vinaya perspective, so as probably practiced in the Theravadan tradition, the Sangha, and I as translator, I'm adding the word community to show lowercase s. So a Sangha community requires 4 fully ordained monks. Whether any of them are Aryas or not, it doesn't make a difference. 4 are required. And then I was just checking. So from the Vinaya perspective, it's referring to 4 fully ordained monks or nuns. So 4 fully ordained monks or nuns, whether any are Aryas or not, doesn't matter. But it needs to be a group of 4 fully ordained monks or nuns for it to be considered a Sangha community.
On that day, that Gendu said that Gendu Shi, Siva Gelon Shidan, Gelona Geloma Shidan, and the Topa Sura, then Sopa Yenche, Gendu said the Gogor that day. So then Gendu Ji, that Gendun Sane, Gendul Puja, because he is Kumajavana, Yaja Gendulia Puvena, Tiba Tagrevas and Didagmares or that. Because if
Just before I come to again, I said, so where are we going to start reading from now, however? So it seems that the word Sangha should be the lowercase s, the Sangha community, as opposed to Sangha jewel. So now to come to again as just covered. However, in the case of the Sangha, it is not purified as long as the result is not experienced. So this then contrasts with the previous sentence, and you can see how the translator made this error, that the previous sentence referred to the Buddha jewel and the Dharma jewel. And there, the non-virtue can be purified by offering a substance of similar value. Whereas in terms of the Sangha community, merely re-offering as something that has been stolen will not purify that unripened karma. It cannot be purified. It has to be experienced. And that then is the meaning of is not purified as long as the result is not experienced. Then the Buddha here mentions a karmic ripening result from stealing from the Sangha community. If it is a requisite means of providing sustenance for the Sangha, one will be born in the great hells. So this is some, if one steals something that sustains their life and well-being, such as food or clothing, then their karma is particularly intense. If one steals some other possession from them, one that is a necessary sustaining their lives, then one will be born in the great darkness surrounding Avicii. So that's part of the quotation that started with however to the end. This was in relation to the sub-outline of the Sangha. Before that was the three jewels. Now we come to the final and larger part, that of bodhisattvas. And bodhisattvas have such a big section because of the immense virtue or non-virtue one can create in relation to these beings.
Mm-hmm. mene semjen tam jige donda le ya che du cha ba semjen ta ye ba semjen che me ba ji semjen tam jige donda che du cha semjen tam jige donda ane de yang semjen tam jige dunga she ya dine topja tar du semjen tam jige san ji go pong ta topja tar du san ji le go pong dile la ba ji me ba ba ji da san topja tar du san ji go pong semjen tam jige le pan do ja chen bo che tu ge san ye ma tu me ba ji san de Jajimbo Jetun, Topsha Tadu, Sanji Goma, Dundu near Gore. Jesada Dian Rangi Dunda, Mayimba, Simjan Tamjigi Dunda, Simjan Kashiji Dunda, Mimba, Simjan Tamjigi Dunda, Odusine, Gulung, Denigi Kajin, Energy, Kajur, Yamnan Nanguyo Bainza, that Denigi Delia, Jenny Sembadilla, Cheval Masona, Chunjoji, Chunzi Puba in there, that you. 개화된 배마세 돕침을 차기래 다 신규군에 당한 그신 대신 예 신규군 돕차식으로 와자다 된대기 신 전주 선바대기 개화 제반의 개화 돕침 뭐 대리야 뇌바로 충충을 제배네 뇌바 제도 충충마도 배는 미로로 있다야다 캄 배는 균주로 즉 충충을 제배네 야고요 말했어야 돼 전주 선바대 야고요 말했어야 되네 특실라베네 다 이거 배마세 침을 차기래 제 그래서는 뭐 전주 선바대 체조제와 심지어 탐지기 된다래야 get you to dig in. Topja, and the San Yokoban, Lana Bibasan Yokoba, Toba Jeba Yiza, the Nigitone, Yamden Nantigans, and Delia, Dusine, Kawa Chunjun Seven, Kawa Sosogi, Puya Chunjuma Mavina, Kawa Topchimacha, Dibol Masona, the Nigi, singing six Chunjun, you out there, Lava so much Lava in there, Digi Diba Topchimacha, SS to Sumer Rada, Sesan Chenju Sembalani, Gay Migi Shinto Topcheti, said Dura. Chenju Sembalani, 개화다 미개화 신미신도 최대 돕체대세
So reading from the text, bodhisattvas are an extremely powerful field of virtue and non-virtue. So why is this so? Well, it is because of these of the genuine quality in the mind of the bodhisattva, namely their bodhicitta. So bodhicitta itself has two aspects, and it's these two aspects of bodhicitta that make the bodhisattva such an incredibly powerful field for either virtue or non-virtue. Those two aspects of bodhicitta are firstly, the bodhisattva holds in their heart each and every single sentient being equally, without exception. So this means that they have equal care and concern for every single sentient being throughout all the realms, throughout the entirety of space. Every single being they hold as dear. So there is no greater number of beings that one can be working to benefit, because it encompasses every single being. And the second component of bodhicitta is that the determination to become a Buddha in order to help each and every sentient being, to lead them to a state freed of suffering. So there's no greater goal that any being could be striving for than the goal of Buddhahood. So these two factors, these two qualities that make up bodhicitta, are what make the bodhisattva such an incredibly powerful field. Because beings that ordinary beings care for themselves, but they are also likely to care for a certain group. But that's the extent that they are striving to help. But a bodhisattva holds all beings equally close. And all beings, when we think about it, throughout all the realms is an immense number. And there is no greater number of beings that one can cherish. And likewise, wanting to benefit them all in the greatest of ways, therefore, striving to become a Buddha, there is no greater goal to strive for. So therefore, because of these two qualities of bodhicitta, the bodhisattva is an incredibly powerful field for either virtue or non-virtue. So if one criticizes, for example, bodhisattva saying, she's no good, so much non-virtue is created from that because of the qualities in the mind of the being criticized.
An dia ane garson barisan do nalo sumyo rejele ene ki debi ki to de debi top ke balu chupi ki chagi to le ese to de on debi to kebaluju be chage do se dina na garson sin doles ane kaishi chene choje simjen tamje sunrarasa mono to juba we chede janchu jansem la jabyu chode dugne marung ba di mitao she sena an dikche jangme ba jeba da ngosa
And as always, Lama Tsongkhapa then provides a quotation to show that he's not just making this up, but there's a valid source, and the source here is the Buddha himself. So from the Seal Enhancing the Power of Faith Sutra, it says that compared to someone who, out of anger, puts all the sentient beings of the ten directions into a dark prison, if someone else, out of anger, turns his back on a bodhisattva saying, I will not look upon this horrible person again. He generates an incalculably greater bad deed. The comparison has been taken, so reading again from the text, compared to someone who out of anger, so that there's the motivation, motivated by anger, puts all sentient beings in the ten directions, so all sentient beings, puts them in a place of great fear, a dark prison. So one can imagine what that would be like. You're in complete darkness, it probably doesn't smell very nice, and you have no hope for freedom. And this is where you are confined to, possibly one assumes, for the rest of your life. So this is an incredibly cruel thing to do. It's not merely adding to the burden of suffering, but doing so in an intense way. And doing so for all sentient beings means one would incur an incredible amount of non-virtue. But, and then the comparison continues, if someone else, out of anger, so a similar motivation, turns his back on a bodhisattva saying, I will not look upon this horrible person again. So again, saying something not so polite, but also not that bad, he generates an incalculably greater bad deed. So we see here, despite not really saying anything particularly terrible, I will not look upon this horrible person again, but saying it with anger, because it's a bodhisattva, so an incalculable amount of non-virtue is created. Continues. Also, compared to someone who has destroyed and burned down stupas as numerous as the sand grains of the Ganges River, if someone else generates anger and harmful intent in his mind towards a bodhisattva and says unpleasant things to him, it is as above.
Gangulung Sinichuma Gangasur, Jema Sidina Jema de Roda. chesan jema nye la du di dang na nye balo jema re di dang na nye be ki da che din mang wo dang na nye be che din pa xi ba me me se ba ina da di bo pa zo me sa re ba da de sta ji chu be ga chu ma ganga ki wo li wo be jema di dang chang na nye be ki che din je da da xi wo jue ro ba de zhen men na le ma xiang ya ro xi ro ba da de ne ki che din di pai xi jie wo xi ba de zhen me da dang be ge di ba ne di ba pe ma su qin bo sai go ro ba da ni di ge de ne ki jie ba di ba de le an di ba ge re che re se ge jie jian yu sen ba lo kong ro la che nyue sim jie jing ming ye ba ge jian yu sen ba kong ro la de le ge ge ji pa ne ba jie ge sam lo chi ko che gun ye la che de ne ki ci ming ye ba ci jie ba na be ne bang guo sai da gu ma sai da de ne ki ci ming ye ba ci ji xie ba xie ba na ni di ba che wa le zu da di ba che wa da
Yeah, further comparison is created or presented, and it's comparing, the Ganges River in India, which many of you may have visited, or certainly you'll all know about. And if one imagines how many grains of sand there are in the entire length of the river, the number of grains of sand both encompassing the river bank and the river bed, and if one were to take that number and have stupas existing in this world, and then someone were to destroy all those stupas, an immense amount of non-virtue be clearly created. So here the text says, also compared to someone who has destroyed and burned down stupas as numerous as the sand grains of the Ganges River, if someone else generates anger and harmful intent in his mind towards a bodhisattva and says unpleasant things to him, it is as above. So the comparison is, a person is angry and has harmful intent leading from the anger, and then they were to express some rude words, some insults, maybe calling them a thief or a beggar, they would create even more non-virtue than the destruction of so many stupas.
Chumagang, Jimmy, Dana, and maybe you trading Shangba, the Shangbi, Sunum Dele, Sunum Batumasaira, some dinner, Sun Trading Shanga, Sunum Savale, that Dele, Jenjusen Bachilia, Debbie Gunia Lange, and this is Chubba Chunju Puvene, D. Gavati, as you, Doctor Diligurada.
The opposite is also true. So it's good to read these accounts such as this with the understanding that the opposite is also true. So if one were to build that many stupas, or one were to make a small offering to a bodhisattva and do so motivated with a mind of faith, one will make far more virtue from offering to the bodhisattva even than commissioning and building an incalculable number of stupas.
Mew chungwa la, jembe simji, mew larik jebadam, simjin ngama nam, tunre ne, tunde, ane kolo yuram, changbe, dewa la, gobe, goba we, techin ba, techin la, mwebege, jangsimba dang, jangsimba las, dangwe dawa dang, dangwe dadwe ching, di ngakwa chena, sunam che, jangme ba, jeba sumba dang.
Continuing in the text, from another sutra, Seal of Engaging in Certain and Uncertain Destinies, says that compared to someone who, out of love, restores the eyes of those sentient beings in the ten directions whose eyes were gouged out, and who, after releasing the aforementioned sentient beings from prison, establishes them in the happiness of a universal monarch or of Brahma, if someone else, out of trust, looks out of faith, wishes to look at a bodhisattva endowed with Mahayana aspiration and sings his praises, he generates incalculably greater merit.
那就是就是心间见密冲啊，那前边心间密拉结巴的，还是得他就是心间他们见密龙的吧，密没的原因呢，你俩人家讲吧，讲吧什么的，讲吧见呢，前边是密过年了，就靠了密的吧，这是密怕有那密通啊，说白那说密拉结巴说的，密的密密龙啊的，他把面具了这些块干呢，这些块密的杨家说白那没有说白那，他的杨家出密通啊，有吧说白那的。
다디 페인 바도메바 차이르바다 군노 진 잼베심 잼베 삼바 삼다 데니게 심전 초지 심전 탐제기 미그롱아디기파 미디야 야 야 수에지 미디 통화여바 수에바나 데니 개와 바도메바 사이르바다 데 개와 침부 유사이거르바데 디스거르바데 초지 심전 다지기 미충와라 잼베심지 미글라르 개바나 데 개와 바도메바 사이거르 에세
What a wonderful offering it would be, we can recognize how much merit is created by such an act. So motivated by genuine love, one restores the sight of sentient beings in the 10 directions whose eyes were gouged out. So perhaps gouged out is a little difficult, but let's say they are blind, and through the application of surgery or some medication, their sight was restored. What a wonderful gift to give with love. So we can imagine just how much merit is created by doing so.
And after releasing the aforementioned sentient beings from prisons, just in the quotation above, establishes them in the happiness of a universal monarch. So one can fantasize about how wonderful it would be to take people who are in the most wretched of situations, locked without hope in a dark, gloomy prison, and both releasing them and radically transforming their good fortunes, giving them all the wealth and the power and the prestige of a universal monarch, or establishing them in a situation equal to the great god Brahma. So one could think how wonderful it would be to do that, and if one were to do so, it would be inconceivable how much merit one would create.
Tejin, 대비 Then
Lama Tsongkhapa creates the comparison. If someone else, out of trust, looks at or out of faith, wishes to look at a bodhisattva endowed with Mahayana aspiration. So a bodhisattva endowed with Mahayana aspiration refers to an ordinary bodhisattva, a bodhisattva in the paths of accumulation or preparation, a bodhisattva who is not yet an Arya being. So looking at them with faith, and then, continues, sings his praises. So praising such a bodhisattva, from that act, one will create incalculably more merit than even helping sentient beings in such a profound way as in the first part of the comparison. Final one, also the metric of the Complete Certainty of Total Peace Sutra says that compared to killing all the sentient beings of Chandrudvipa or seizing all their possessions, someone who obstructs even as little as the virtue of a bodhisattva's giving a handful of fruit to an animal generates incalculably greater evil or non-virtue. Therefore, you should be very careful with respect to these objects.
And
the final comparison from the Buddha here is compared to killing all sentient beings of Chandrudvipa and seizing all their possessions. So we know we shouldn't even harm a single sentient being, let alone killing all of them so as to steal their possessions. Clearly an immensely non-virtuous deed. But in the comparison, that is not as bad or not as non-virtuous as impeding a good deed of a Buddha. Someone who obstructs even as little as the virtue of a bodhisattva's giving a handful of food to an animal generates incalculably greater evil or non-virtue.
So the reason is, superficially, the bodhisattva is giving a handful of food to a single animal. But what's happening in the motivation of the bodhisattva is vastly different. The bodhisattva
is not just helping a single mother sentient being, but this single mother sentient being is like a representative of all suffering beings. So the Bodhisattva, in their act of kindness to this one being, is holding dear all sentient beings, whilst they're expressing kindness to one. In their heart, they are wanting to express it to all. And secondly, whilst what they are giving is just some common food, what they are wanting to give is the guidance to lead beings freed to gain their own freedom from suffering. So whilst in this instance, it's just food being given, the wish from the Bodhisattva is to be giving the most valuable of gifts, guidance, so that beings can gain their freedom from suffering. So therefore, whilst on the superficial level, one person is being stopped from giving just some food to one other being. But what is going on, what is being impeded, is that activity in the mind. And that activity on the mind is incomparable to any other mental activity. Therefore, impeding it is so greatly non-virtuous. So this then concludes the presentation of the first of the four fields, the fields of the first of the four strengths, this strength by way of fields or recipients. So you see from this presentation just what how much virtue or non-virtue can be created in terms of the recipient. And again, so the field here refers to the three jewels, one's lama or those similar to one's lamas, and your parents, and so forth. So other practitioners who have not yet attained a path or are approaching a path. So that in general is who the field refers to. So towards them, immense virtue or non-virtue can be accumulated. So hearing this then, I hope you take motivation to practice, making perhaps offerings to, let's say, the three jewels. And you hear from this presentation, it's the field that leads to so much virtue. So it doesn't have to be a big offering. One can offer some flowers, some incense, one can even do so mentally. The way, and what's a key component though to amplify it, and it's a key component within everyone's capacity, is not just to rely on the three jewels, on the field to create a lot of merit. Also, take the time to cultivate an excellent motivation. And to do this, remind yourself of the qualities of the recipient of that field, the qualities of the three jewels or the lama or one's parents and so forth. Mind yourselves of their many qualities and the kindness or benefits they have brought into your life. In this way, one will develop both a deeper mind of faith as well as an appreciation for them. And that then will serve as a powerful motivation behind the offering that you make. And again, this offering can be done mentally. It can be a common substance. And it can be not an offering. Offering is the illustration given most. But in terms of whatever virtuous activities one does, if one has, if they are done in relation to a field such as this, you can be confident extensive virtue will be accumulated. Just further in relation to the last sentence, therefore you should be very careful with respect to these objects. And this summarizes well that we need to take care of our mind and what we express, what we say and do coming from our mind. And in particular, towards those fields, the three jewels, the lamas, similar to lamas, parents, and so forth. But also to bear in mind that in society, we do not know who are bodhisattvas. They will appear in many guises to be of benefit to beings in ways that are not necessarily obvious to us. So we need to use that as motivation to take care of our mind, so that we avoid creating non-virtue. And moreover, we can also use this to inspire us to say, as I do not know who a bodhisattva is, let me be careful around all beings. Because when I am in the company of those who I assume are likely to be bodhisattvas, I need to be confident that I can then restrain my mind. So if I can restrain my mind in other circumstances, I can be confident that in the circumstances I'm around bodhisattvas, I will restrain my mind and I will act and speak in appropriate manners. Furthermore, when helping others, we also have no idea whether they are bodhisattvas or not. Because again, bodhisattvas will appear in many guises to help beings. They don't restrict themselves to appearing as holy beings who are obviously special. So they will appear in many guises. And if we happen to be helping this being who turns out to be a bodhisattva or who in reality has generated bodhicitta, we will accrue immense merit. So therefore, it's only beneficial to bear in mind that this person or animal that I'm interacting with, maybe they are a bodhisattva, and relate to them with care, with respect, with dignity, bearing in mind that bodhisattvas certainly appear in the world as teachers, guiding beings, giving advice and guidance in how to accumulate virtue and abandon non-virtue, but they do not restrict their beneficial activities to merely acting as holy people. They may well appear as a beggar on a footpath so that you can practice generosity towards them, or as animals in need, or as singers or dancers. There is not a limit to the or restriction in terms of how bodhisattvas will appear, other than they will appear in ways to benefit. So therefore, keeping this in mind may also well inspire one to help others and to help them in a way that's appropriate, holding them in an appropriate manner. Then thank you. We can conclude therefore for this evening. Thank you.